station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to January 17th. Today's Thursday.
Yes.
And we're good. Great weather. Great everything.
It's getting warmer.
Yeah, it's beautiful out. Are you kidding me?
It's all right.
Yeah, beach weather.
Beach weather? Yeah. I think you're on one, but okay. I'm considering getting in the water just for like a cleanse.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the cold water here, you definitely get cleansed. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, it's salt water. It's the cleansing. But I will say my ankle is bothering me. Well, I went running in the gym, and was it yesterday, I guess it was, or the day before? Whatever. And it hurt like hell. I was like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, it's premature still, I think. You know, it's probably still healing, you know. And then you're going to go skiing and shit.
Well, I already went skiing. That was fine. You're stuck in a boot. It's a good deal.
That's true.
You know? It's not moving around. It's stuck in place. Speaking of which, I have to get my boots fixed. Yeah. You know what it is, too? It's my heel, which is the weirdest thing. It's like, I guess I broke a piece in there, in that area. Mm. So that's what sucks. Like, even when I wear certain shoes, it's like, ah.
Really? Yeah. So it was hurting a lot?
Yeah.
When you were running?
But I'm going to go shove it in the ocean, so it'll get better.
There you go.
Why not?
Well, how about some of the potions you have? Don't those work on the...
They do. I mean, broken bones, what are you going to do? You know.
I don't know. You know, pray a little bit. Focus.
You know what?
Do some yoga.
Have some shut the fuck up. I think you need a can of shut the fuck up. How about that? That's what I think. Yeah.
What the hell? I'll piss you off today.
That's fine. I really liked seeing you pissed off yesterday. It was kind of awesome.
I know. People loved it.
Man, oh, they
did. I got
so
many emails.
I know. See?
Going off on the porn stars and shit.
Yeah,
I've had enough of them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let them all... let them all just enjoy their AVN show and whatever they want to do, you know. Next time they want to be on the show, they're going to have to prove to me they'll be here somehow. I don't know how. Mm. But, you know, not even a fucking apology, not even an email, nothing.
Still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, they have no respect.
They're too busy self-congratulating themselves.
For winning best anal.
Yeah. I'm telling you, best new gangbang, you know? Interracial gangbang with a twist.
Twist and a shake.
I know. And the more, the dirtier they get, the more proud they are of themselves. You know? Oh, I'm an anal virgin, but today I'm going to have my...
virgin.
Yeah, they have those. And today I'm going to do my first anal scene. Oh, wow. Whoop-dee-doo.
Oh, my God. Hey, they're proud.
Yeah. So, we're going to have somebody calling in a few minutes, Brigetta?
Yeah, we have Nancy Dreyfus calling in. I had to talk to the one you love.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And I saw you're going to have a matchmaker for us when we come back from break.
Yeah, she seems really cool. I thought it was, kind of like near Valentine's Day. So I thought that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, she's very cool, Marla. She's been here on the station a million times already. You know?
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, so she knows us.
Awesome.
And we know her. So that would be cool. And, we need to get matchmakers in here. Why not?
You know, why not? That'd
fix
be
a couple people up and stuff, you know?
Fix a couple people up. Right?
Yeah, I know. You know who I saw on TV last night?
Who?
Rachel Riley.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're doing something. I don't know what it was, like a show or something.
Was it Amazing Race?
No, I don't think so. It was sort of like in a theater. And there were a few people there, and they actually interviewed her. She talked a couple times. It was like a news clip or something,
oh,
the local news. I'm like, what the hell? I know this girl.
Yeah,
so I don't know what she's getting into. I think it had something to do with reality shows. Like, they were talking about the Real Housewives or something. So
oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe she's getting involved in something similar.
No, she's actually, I was talking to her all day yesterday and today. We have a project we're doing. But she is a new show coming out on WeTV.
Mm.
So it could be about that.
Yeah.
It's like a newlywed type show with her and Brendan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Newlywed show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope it's not a disaster like Jessica Simpson.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think I'd want a show on me with newlyweds because it would just be like, it's like every person that has that set up, it's like they're going to break up. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And it's kind of like the joke of reality TV. Like, right. anyone that has, they're great though. They're really great. But, it's just, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you know, the curse of reality TV, in a sense.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the curse of any team, football team that goes on Madden, the cover of Madden.
Right.
They wind up losing.
Mm.
You know
oh, really? No, I didn't know that.
It's the curse of
Madden.
Really,
on the video game?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, if they're in the cover, they wind up losing bad or horrible injuries. Or yeah.
Whoa.
You didn't know the curse of Madden?
No.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the curse of reality TV. You have your own show with, you know, your significant other, and you guys aren't going to be together that long.
Yeah. We're talking about Rachel Riley and Brandon. What's his last name?
Villegas.
Villegas.
Well, now they're married, it's Rachel Riley Villegas.
Is it Villegas or Villegas? Are you sure?
Well,
it's probably two L's, right?
Yeah.
And it sounds Spanish. So
it is Spanish.
Maybe it is Villegas. I don't know. But they were on Big Brother, and they sort of met on the show, and then they got married and everything.
They got married. That was also aired on WeTV. I was there. It was amazing. They got married in September, but it didn't air until December.
Mm.
And then they were on The Amazing Race together, which I don't know if that's aired yet or not.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Who knows? Yeah, reality shows. Yeah. did you follow American Idol last night? I mean, I guess it started or something. Do you ever watch it?
I don't give a flying shit.
I know. I don't give a shit either. But you know what I do like is the auditions in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Well,
those
are
like so funny.
It's so staged, though. I mean, they look for the idiots.
Yeah.
You know?
No, obviously. That's why I like it. I don't know if it's staged. It's just edited to pick the ones that are weirdest, you know?
I guess so.
And the ones that are pretty good. Some of them are obviously pretty good. But, you know, they have the new judges and everything. And
who are they?
Like, okay, well, what's his name is still on there. What's the black guy's name? I forgot.
I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
Oh, Randy?
Randy, thank you. And then they have Nicki Minaj. They have
that's kind of cool, I guess.
Mariah Carey and Keith Urban.
Really?
So,
there's
four? I mean, they're all...
Have there always been four? I thought there were only three.
No, there's been three, yeah. But I think at one point there were like four.
Oh.
But then they did away with that, so I don't know. But yeah, there are four now. And, I mean, they're all big stars in their own right. But to put them here on the show is like... yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's chemistry. We'll have to see. We'll have to check it out.
Right.
Yeah, the reviews are not that great about the first show. So, you know, I mean, I guess they were arguing. There was a lot of tension and disappointment.
Why are they not arguing?
Yeah. You know, you put so many egos in one room, that's what's going to happen.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And they're all big stars, you know. They all want the recognition.
I don't know. I could see Mariah being a total bitch. I heard that she was a diva. Although she's had kids, so she might have loosened up a bit.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
She seems like so sweet in person.
Oh,
or
I heard
like
she was
MTV.
Just such a freaking diva.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But, I mean, she could have, like I said, she's, you know, had a kid now. She's happy. She's married. People are like, you know, people are divas and like, their temper tantrums when they don't have a significant other. And maybe it's like, and then as soon as they have one, they change.
That's true. They mellow out.
You know, I think it is because it makes them more comfortable with themselves.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we have a phone call coming in, and that's our guest.
Should be Nancy?
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
This is Nancy in Philadelphia.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're in Philadelphia today. What's the weather like? Is it stormy and snowy and cold?
No, but it's unappealing.
Is it? Aww. Well, you should check out our weather.
It's
you know.
Unappealing.
Yeah.
Aww.
So, Brigetta, introduce Nancy to us.
Well, she wrote a book, and actually, it's pretty cool. It's like how to talk to your loved ones. Am I saying that correctly? Or how to speak to your lover? How,
it's talk to me like I'm someone you love.
Oh, sorry. No,
okay, there you go. You totally messed up.
I totally messed that up. I'm sorry.
Yes, but you see, the whole book is about being awkward, so you're already manifesting the book's principles.
Oh, perfect. There I am very go. Awkward, so it works perfect.
Now, how's the book about being awkward? What do you mean by that?
Well, let's say somebody says to their partner, you know, you're spending a lot of time on the phone with Sam, mm-hmm. and it bothers me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That would be what passes as relating. But if somebody were to be a little more awkward and honest and say, you know, when you seem to be having so much fun with Sam, I feel a little left out and jealous.
Mm. Oh, wow,
that's
yeah.
more awkward, but right. it's going to allow you to connect.
Right.
So what book is a series of actual over about 125 flashcards that Aww. Partners can actually hold up to each other in the midst of an argument or a disconnection.
Wow.
So they bring each other into the mildly awkward but beautiful moment of connecting with each other, such as, I have no idea what to do right now except to tell you I'm in a lot of pain. I know you are too, and I wanted to be friendlier between us.
Yeah.
Aww.
Well, that makes sense, you know. Otherwise, you just like arguing all the time and blaming and
right.
and shouting and that. So I can see that, but you're right. It is awkward because people don't normally talk that way.
That's correct, and that's because when for most of us when we were growing up, no one honored or validated all the tons of awkward spaces people are in all the time.
Right. Mm.
So imagine that you're a kid who just got a new toy and your friend is coming over mm-hmm. and your mom says to you, you know, I know you're not ready to share that new toy yet. You can hide it under bed. You don't have to share it with your friend.
Right.
That parent is saying to the child, right. I know you're basically a generous person, and right now if you don't feel like sharing, it's okay that you feel what you're feeling.
Ah.
That child is going to grow up and be able to say, you know, I feel a little left out when you were having such a good time with Sam.
Right.
Because that child learned that that kind of awkwardness or not looking like you're supposed to look in the books mm-hmm. is really part of what human life is about.
Right. Well, maybe that's why I'm so good at just telling everyone how it is.
Yeah.
maybe
she comes
you are.
Straight out.
Because
yeah.
I was that child that was like, okay, yeah, I don't want to share my new toy. I will hide it. They don't need to. Mm. No, I'm not sharing it. It's
right,
not happening.
But it's a question of whether you're doing it with fighting for your rights mm-hmm. or just accepting it. There's a world of difference between saying, you know, I'm worried you're going to think I'm selfish, but I don't feel like sharing my meal,
right.
and saying, listen, get your fingers off my plate.
Right.
No, there's a way to do it where you're coming from a vulnerable place rather than a combative place.
Right.
So the trick isn't just to be assertive, Brigetta.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of women who were mouses growing up and have learned to be assertive,
right.
but you can't blow the other person out of the water.
Right. Yeah. It's about communication, I think. And, you know, I think it's obviously established that men and women, you know, think differently. They communicate differently. Mm-hmm. And I think that creates a lot of problems.
I think that what you're saying is profound. Mm-hmm. And even though most people kind of know it, it's always good to hear it. So I'm going to tell you the most interesting fact I have learned in the last 5 years, and it is a fact. Mm-hmm. Research has recently been done where they take almost newborns, 4 and 5 weeks old, and they have the mother holding the newborn and then abruptly put the baby down. And I promise you it's only done once and the child isn't traumatized. And they now have the equipment to wire the baby and know what the baby is feeling. Okay, you ready? Drum roll.
Mm-hmm.
Baby girls, 96% of baby girls feel fear. Like, who's going to take care of me? I'm alone.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Okay, now the real drum roll. 95 to 96% of baby boys 4 weeks old feel shame.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's amazing. What's wrong with me that someone's putting me down?
Right.
What God had in mind, I can't even begin to tell you. But if you can consider that girls are hardwired around attachment and fear of loss, boys are hardwired to want to avoid shame. The classic conversation between a man and a woman where she says, honey, we have to talk because she wants to be closer.
Right.
I'm being marched to Siberia to the principal's office.
Right, yeah.
That's what happens. And I just want to say to your listeners, if they go to Nancy Dreyfus, DreyFus.com,
mm-hmm.
you can actually see what the flashcards look like. There's a book of them. Talk to me like I'm someone you love. And then we have a portable set with fewer cards, but you can put it in your pocket so you can handle an argument in a subway or a car.
Right.
You can actually download some free flash cards so you can actually see what happens
right.
when you go vulnerable in the midst of an argument.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, I think it's about really trying to empathize with the person you're talking to, you know, and I think it's easier said than done because in relationships, you know, they're very emotional and people get hurt, they get angry and things like that. So, yeah, this looks good. I mean, I'm looking at the book. There's mm-hmm. There's all the cards and everything.
That's cool.
Everybody check out nancydreyfus.com and you can check this this out. Now, what is your background? Have you been a psychologist for years?
Well, I have an interesting background. I actually graduated from Columbia School of Journalism.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1975 won a National Reporting Award where an idealistic Geraldo Rivera won for broadcast and I won for print.
Oh,
and
wow.
I got a job offer at the New York Times.
Wow.
My adolescent dream come true. And 6 weeks before I was supposed to go, I went through a series of, you could say, spiritual or transformational experiences mm-hmm. where I saw journalism, to some extent, reporting all the horrors of the world, only getting people more afraid and upset. I just saw it. There is so much fear in the world. I'm not saying there aren't bad things, but, you know, children today are growing up not being able to trust anybody.
Right.
I made the decision that I would rather... I could do more good for peace on the world, creating peace with the person you woke up this morning, than getting a million readers upset mm-hmm. over what was happening in the world.
Good for you. So, good for
thank
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
so
amazing.
I went back to school and got my doctorate in clinical psych, and this whole process of the flashcards started in the early 90s. This has been a lifelong project because I was with a couple. I was a young therapist. I was with a couple who reminded me very much of my parents. My mother was often very critical of my father,
mm-hmm.
and she was just sort of slamming him. And I sort of was like a 10-year-old with my parents, unable to stop them, and I got very quiet.
Wow.
On an envelope. I didn't know what to do. On an envelope, I wrote, "Talk to me like I'm someone you love." I gave it to the husband, and I said, "Hold it up to her."
Mm.
This battered husband held it up to her. And unbelievably, the woman softened. She apologized. And if you think about that phrase, Salmon Brigetta, talk to me like I'm someone you love,
right.
there's a lot of dignity in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like saying I deserve, it's really saying I deserve respect.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of self-worth. And often people treat us how we treat ourselves.
Mm.
And I saw there was some power to the written message that I wanted to explore, and I've been exploring it since the early 90s.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is kind of because people don't realize when they're going off on their tangents. You know, and I've said that before, like, why are you speaking to me like this? Speak to me like someone you care about.
Right.
And that, you know, I would say it like that. And then they're like, oh, I didn't realize that I wasn't.
Mm.
And they kind of tone it down a little bit, like, oh, wow, I kind of went off on this crazy tangent. And they're like, they do take a step back and think about it.
Yeah.
And people, you know, it's an interesting thing. When people are in an argument and yelling, it's because they feel powerless and unheard.
Mm.
So in their skin, they feel powerless. They have no idea, though, that powerless people can come across like maniacs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true, you know. And I think there's, like I said, there's a lot of blaming and stuff and a lot of shouting, and people don't really... hear each other out, like you said. You know, it's just like people are talking and shouting, but nobody's listening. And, you know, and I think there's a lot of communication problems. And maybe treating it in this way, where you actually tell somebody how you feel, how the reactions make you feel, makes more sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wish I could just have a little sound bite of listening to you as a man. Just saying that. And I will tell you, one of the most popular cards is number 53.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel heard.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine someone just holds that up,
right.
interrupting a conflict. And
yeah.
I think we're sort of pointing to it, but I haven't said it explicitly. The big difference with the flashcard is that there's no voice tone.
Mm-hmm.
Sam and I could be having an upset, and I say to Sam, "Sam, I'm sorry, but you may hear the words, but if you hear any exasperation in my voice, it's not going to be credible.
Right.
Because when we're fighting with someone, we're kind of in our defense, in our fight or flight response, and we're scanning for danger.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to hear the annoyance or exasperation in someone's voice rather than the purity of the message.
Right.
Yeah. Well, very interesting. I mean, you're covering a lot of stuff here, and it sounds interesting. So there is a book, and there's also a card deck and flashcards.
Right. I just want to say that the book itself are actually the actual flashcards.
Okay. Oh, it is. Okay.
Take the book, you hold the page up, you find the page, you hold the page up to your partner, and that's the actual flashcard. The deck of cards is a portable set that you can, you know, so you can have them wherever you go. And I joke that, you know, Toyota or Ford should put them in the glove compartments of cars, though of course you shouldn't be doing this while you're driving.
There you
so
go.
Many couples, so many couples argue in cars just about directions.
Right, yeah.
Wow, yeah. It's,
well, very good. I mean, it's a very original idea, and I think it...
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's so
thank
brilliant.
You.
I
yeah.
really do. I yeah. think that's just phenomenal.
Rather than talking, you know, just flash the car.
I want to get this for my parents.
Well, for any parents listening, if you want to know the power of these cards... See the difference between saying to your kid, brush your teeth, and just hold up a picture of a toothbrush.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
We tend to tune out words. Most of us learned in childhood to tune out a parent, and then we end up tuning out our partner.
That's true. That's exactly what we do. You're right.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
The parents don't stop.
You
know?
Like somebody who knows.
Yeah.
Oh, I
guess,
I know, because
yeah,
they go on and on and on, and I'm like,
true.
Just have a can or shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I said that to Sam earlier. That's why I said it again. But it's like they do. They whine and da 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 da, and it's like I'm tuning out because I can't handle the nagging. But you're right.
Well, we actually have a flashcard. When you go on and on like that, I feel invisible to you.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's a great.
That's
one.
True. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you know you can feel invisible when you're in a room with someone. You know.
Yeah.
Right, but that you see, that's the awkwardness, Sam.
Yeah.
That's what people don't say. They argue the point the person's making, but actually what's going on isn't the point. It's
right.
No one's trying to win the argument. If you just want to be seen, you don't want to feel invisible.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
Well, the book is Talk to Me Like I'm Someone You Love, Relationship Repair in a Flash, and it's written by Nancy Dreyfus. And the website is nancydreyfus.com. Everybody go out to check it out. And I see the book is available everywhere on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and so forth. So
I think this is just so great. Like, congratulations on it. I think that's just
thank you
awesome.
Very much.
Yeah,
Brigetta, thank you.
Yeah. And you definitely do
you
something.
You know what's nice about it, Brigetta? That I had an idea.
Yeah.
It came to me to do this, and I did it.
Yeah.
You know, people have ideas all the time, but they don't do it. It's like I had an idea, and I did it.
Yeah.
I think, and you know what, and I congratulate you for that, because there are not many people that, like, I'm one of those that when I have an idea, I do it, but there's not many of us out there. And I think it's so great, and you're helping, you're going to help so many people. I think it's just phenomenal.
Oh, thank you. You're a sweetheart.
Yeah. Okay, and the site says, creating a world where grown-ups act like grown-ups. And I think that sums it all up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
I'm glad you like that line. I like it, too.
It is so great. You know, and it's funny because people work, like, as much as I talk and everything, it took me a long time to, you know, I'll talk about anything. But when it comes to actual feelings with someone, it was hard to learn how to... say what I really meant in that sense. And it was funny because
that's a beautiful distinction to make, because often people think they're sharing their feelings, they're just sharing their positions.
Right.
Right.
And it's funny, I had a conversation last night and I was like, okay, this is so awkward, but I'm going to say it.
Oh, good for you.
There you go. All right, Nancy, well, thank you so much. It's fascinating and you're very interesting, and we enjoy having you on the show.
Absolutely.
Oh, this is great.
And
have a beautiful day being awkward.
Sure. When did you publish the book? How long ago?
The book, this version of the book actually came out in 2009, and the new version that I'm going to put in a little plug has flashcards for making love and deepening trust, such as, I want to make love, but only if you are liking me. This book came out this week.
Oh, wonderful.
I want that.
Congratulations. I can see being in bed flashing the cards.
It'd be kind of hot.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on,
I
one second.
I want to make love, but only if you are liking me.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
That makes sense. All right,
it's been beautiful talking with you.
Yeah, you too.
You
all
too.
The best to you. Thank you.
Okay, have a good time
you
out
too.
There. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I like it.
It is. It
is. It would become fun. I'd be like,
different ways to talk to each other.
I'd be like, hold on a second. Let me pull a flashcard out. I wouldn't have time to pull a flashcard out. It wouldn't happen. It
wouldn't happen. Huh?
But it would be really cool. I mean, I think it's great. I think that's awesome.
You can keep it between your breasts, and then he'll find it.
I can put it in other places. Credit card. Ching. I'm kidding. That's kind of... I was being disgusting.
You swipe your card here.
In my butt. Look what I got stuck in.
Oh,
water.
God.
No, but it would be a fun little game.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. Man, it's like I cringe when you drop the F-bomb when we have a guest.
Oh, whoops.
Because, you know, they like to take the interview and then put it on the website.
Well, you know what? Like it was in the context of... She's
and she's fun. She's she's liberal. Here, we have a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Nunzio Scarfiati.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling you from Chicago. I just wrote a book called Talk to Me Like I'm Someone or I'll Give You a Beating. How's that?
Okay.
That's good. Yeah, I can repair relationships too in a flash.
Okay, so tell us how.
Yeah. I'm just joking, Sam. It's Sandy. How are you? You guys?
Oh,
are doing
it's Sandy.
Great.
Sam's a good like, voice.
He's like, I'm just gonna be amused for a moment, and I'll get ready to have the hang up button right now. fingers hovering over it.
Sandy Stotzer, how you doing?
How are you?
Good. Good. Sandy is a comic, and he has a show here. Actually, he's on a couple shows, but his own show is Comics Life on Fridays at 4 o'clock. You guys should check it out. And he's also a regular on Guy Talk Radio on Wednesdays. What a pleasant surprise, Sandy.
What a memory.
Yeah.
What a memory. I guess my checks are clearing. What do you think?
I think he's staring at the website and reading it out loud.
No, I'm not.
I'm kidding. No, I'm not.
I know every show and what time it's on and everybody, you know.
You have a tremendous memory. That's great. I'm enjoying the show.
Wonderful.
I get all wrapped up with my own stuff, and sometimes I forget to listen to other people's shows, and I decided I would tune you in. And, this is a nice, easy time. This is really great. I've got you guys on, and I'm doing things as I'm listening, and it was nice. And
amazing.
Woman did sound very, very knowledgeable.
Yeah. No, you know, I mean, when people come up with different ideas, original ideas, I like that, you know.
Absolutely.
But flashcards for making love?
Yeah, there you go. You know, I mean, what?
Okay, I will say, I went out and for New Year's, I found these like sexy flashcards, right? And I was like, we're going to play this game. It did not last. It was like a foreplay game. Like, you spin the dice and like the cards tell you, I mean, they literally tell you some sexy things and you're like, this is hot. I think we got into one flashcard. I read part of it and that was it. It was on. I was like, well, you tried, I guess.
My days are way, they're way past, you know, being the star that way. I mean, the word flash, as far as love, I'm just a flash lovemaker. I think that's it.
Yeah.
It's just over before it starts.
Aww.
It's not right. Anyway, I don't want to take up a lot of airtime, and I certainly wasn't looking for a plug, but I do thank you for that, Sam.
No, of course. And go ahead and plug your shows. You guys have shows sometimes, too, like comedy shows and stuff.
For me... It's so sleazy to...
No, but it's not, because we're inviting you to.
I'm asking you to. Yeah. See, now it's been drawn out.
Now we're telling you.
Where I can't finish talking. I'm saying it's so sleazy for me to tell people that a Comics Life, which is a very funny show, is on Fridays at 4 o'clock.
There you go.
I don't normally tell people that it's on Fridays at 4 o'clock, you know, during drive time for Comics Life.
And what time is it on exactly?
I just wouldn't let people know that. Well, apparently you didn't hear me. It's on Fridays at 4 o'clock, which is drive time. It's on Channel 1 there.
Uh-huh.
What studio are you in?
We're in Channel 1, too.
Oh, that's the same studio that a Comics Life at 4 o'clock on Friday.
There you go. You see?
Wow,
it's so cheap and sleazy, I'm never going to mention it.
Yeah, never.
But Sandy, we're definitely going to have you on the show in a couple weeks, maybe. So
I'd love to be. Is Brigitte going to be there?
Of course
Absolutely.
She will. She's always here.
Well, will you sit between us, okay? Because she's a firecracker.
Yes, she is.
You two have a wonderful morning.
Thank you.
Okay, Sandy, thank you so much for calling.
I'll continue to listen. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. You know, I wish, like, your rants. Like, I want, you know what we should do? Because I love when you go on these crazy rants. Yeah. I wish you could hear your rant. I think, and anyone that has not heard Sam's rant on porn stars, they need to re-listen to, was it yesterday's show? Yesterday's show on how Sam went on for about 5 minutes.
Probably longer than that.
Oh, my God. It was so amazing. Yeah. I mean, the amount of tweets that I got on it was just incredible. I went and told everybody. I'm like, Sam went on a crazy rant. This time it wasn't me. It was him, and it was awesome. And then I just wanted to hit. I was just, like, staring at you like, this is great.
You like it.
Yeah. Like, this is like a stage show. It's like a sideshow. This is so awesome.
Yeah. And I was debating whether to bring it up or not.
You were so mad. You were fuming.
Because by yesterday, it was history. But, I was irritated, you know.
And we all knew, and it was great.
Yeah.
People were cracking up. They were like, oh, my God, I almost pissed myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's funny, you know. And
It is funny.
But I meant it. You know, I meant it. It's like, you know, you invite people to a show, and it's going to be about them, and they don't even bother showing up or letting you know or even fucking apologizing.
No, but the funniest thing was is that you're like, they get paid to spread their legs, damn it.
Exactly.
Why do I care about you? And you're like on and on and on, and you're like.
Yeah, I mean, what are they famous for? You know? They definitely don't contribute anything to the world, you know. I mean, to see people fuck, you can see that all the time, you know.
You know, I wonder, because what if, okay, this is like totally random. These are like random thoughts in my head, and I'm just going to go with it. But so, okay, you know, like protein, right? Technically, it's protein. So do they swallow all of it? And technically, does that mean they're vegetarians, okay? Is this their daily dose of protein that they get every day?
Maybe.
Like, I'm sorry. This is a random, disgusting thought. I don't really care. I'm just going to say it anyway. That's why.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. I wonder. How much protein do you get from that?
I don't know. I think it takes courage to actually swallow the whole thing when you're with someone you love. So can you imagine with someone you don't really know? Just swallow that stuff.
And I'm wondering that too. Does it have to do with the amount of protein the guy had?
Oh, okay.
I wonder.
Maybe they do it that way. I don't know.
I don't know.
What kind of a question is that?
I don't know. I'm just the things that I wonder.
Get your daily supplements from from gym.
I'm just wondering though. I mean, I guess it would have to do with the amount of protein that you would eat, the amount that I would, a girl would get from it.
Probably, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you eat like asparagus, you know, like don't ever have asparagus.
That's what they say. It tastes bad.
Oh,
huh?
It's disgusting. Yeah. But if you like eat pineapple all the time, drink pineapple juice, it's like good and sweet.
Yeah.
It's a secret trick.
Yeah.
FYI. Mm. For those you don't know out there.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't know. I'm uncomfortable with a woman swallowing, you know.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, on the face, it's cool.
Oh, you want it on the face? You're like a decorator? You're like, I'm going to icing this cake?
Anywhere, yeah.
Have you ever done the Manila Gorilla?
What's that?
Okay. Sorry, you asked. No, it's when you decorate somewhere on her face, and then you pull some hair out. And you throw it on her.
Oh, God.
And that's a Manila Gorilla.
Oh, God. That's disgusting. I've never even seen it in a porn movie.
Oh, my God. Okay, there's a whole list of, like, these things. It's pretty great.
Uh-huh.
Hustler has them.
Like Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's like, I mean, I asked about it because I was in New Zealand and my friend was wearing like that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's a whole book. It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah. So you go to Hustler and you get this book and it tells you like, you know, all the crazy names like the Superman and I can't remember all of them.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the Hustler store on Sunset?
Yeah.
Is it pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I found the book.
Which one?
The one that has all these things in it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't know what it's called, but it's so great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah, I want to check out that store. It looks pretty good from outside. And, you know, it doesn't look like a sleazy little shop or something.
No,
you know?
It's not.
Yeah.
And they've
probably find a lot of things there.
I mean, they've got, like, you know, all kinds of toys and stuff and, like, little costumes. And then they have Halloween costumes. They've got, like, you know, I guess, like, stuff for strippers, shoes for strippers, or just for, you know, whatever, going out costume-wise. It's great to go for Halloween.
Yeah.
You want to be sexy? You get some sexy costumes there. they've got a bookstore.
Yeah.
And in the book section, they've got some really cool stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they've got a little coffee shop inside.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Did you notice, like, all the latest sex toys, they look like Apple designed them.
What?
It's like all, they're all, like, really, like, smooth and curved and things like that. It doesn't look like toys used to look anymore. You know,
no.
They don't even look like toys anymore.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because I get this this retailing, the sex industry retailing magazine. And it gets, like, it's called X-Biz or something. What's funny?
I'm sorry, I found the book. It's called The Guide to Buck Nasty Sex. Dirty Sanchez's Guide to Buck Nasty Sex. And it's got the bow tie, the donkey punch, the rusty trombone, the hot Carl, the rodeo, strawberry shortcake.
Wow.
I mean,
does anybody really do that stuff?
I don't know.
Other than on porn?
I mean, the Manila Grill is funny. I mean, you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking up rodeo on Urban Dictionary. Oh, my God. Okay, that's just mean.
What does it say?
It's like, okay, so dirty rodeo is when you're having sex with, like, your partner and then stopping, holding their arms where they cannot escape and saying something absolutely crazy like, that's how your sister likes it. Yeah, your mom's did it this way. Or, or I have herpes. Or I have, like, something that makes, like, the person go wild. So they're, like, went wild like a bull.
Right. And you hold them by the arms so they can't get away.
Yeah.
The shit that people do, man.
I'm going to look up what a hot Carl is.
Hot Carl.
I think I have an idea, but...
What do they call the one where after you have...
Oh, my God, this is so disgusting, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mm-hmm. This is the dirty morning day. A hot Carl is when you cover your partner's face in saran wrap and you take a nice warm dump.
What?
A hot
Carl. Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, God. Who thinks of these things? Nobody does that stuff.
Oh, my God.
They just make it up for the book.
I'm sure there's got to be a porn about it somewhere.
Yeah.
And then, okay, you know what a rusty trombone is? I mean, people know what that is. But it's when you go from anal to oral.
Yeah, that's the one I was going to bring up.
Ugh.
Is that, like, disgusting?
Well,
or
that is just so disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But people do that. I mean, they fucking do that. You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
but
porn...
see, people do that. That's what I'm saying. So if they do that, they might do the rest.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some weird fetishes out there, you know?
There are.
Okay.
And we always look to our beautiful, wonderful porn stars to deliver.
Right. Oh, it's just crazy.
Yeah. I know.
The donkey punch. Like, that's, you know.
Donkey punch? What is that?
Okay. So, but see, there's, like, so many different versions of what people say.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. So it's like when it's kind of like what they did in Californication. Like, you're having sex with someone and they give you a blow to the head.
Mm.
So it's like you punch them right in the face. Now, I know of people, well, I don't know personally of people, but I know that that's, like, a common thing, like a fetish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like you're having sex, and as you're about to come, then, like, you punch your partner as they're doing it. And basically increases the pleasure somehow.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how, but... It was on Californication.
Yeah.
Did you watch...
No, I remember with a 16-year-old girl, right?
Yeah, you didn't know, like, she was 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was punching and doing sex. That was funny.
Okay, now I want to know what the Cincinnati bow tie is.
Yeah.
This is really disgusting. Okay.
What about the Roman helmet? Do you know what that is?
No.
Yeah. When you put your balls in someone's... in someone's nose, you know, or on their forehead, and then your dick is on their nose. So it looks like a helmet.
Okay, that's kind of funny, though.
Oh, God. We've gotten bad, man. This show
is out of
control.
I got to tell you what the Cincinnati bow tie is. Okay.
Okay.
It's when a male sits on a woman's face... So that his butt is on her nose. Yeah, and his butt is on her nose, and his testicles are on her chin.
Uh-huh.
And the male masturbates and then ejaculates on her neck. So while he's moving from side to side, he draws a white bow tie.
Oh, God.
That is a Cincinnati bow tie.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
And then there's another disgusting version that I'm not even going to say.
Yeah.
That is just... Oh, disgusting. It's almost like two girls, one cup. Which, see, someone did that, right? And that was that Germany? What was that? Is that what it was?
What was that?
Two girls, one cup. That was in Germany, right?
Two girls, one what?
Two girls, one cup.
Oh, one cup. Oh, I think you said that you mentioned something about that. What was that?
You don't know what that is?
No.
Oh, God. I'm going to send you the video.
I think we brought it up or something once. Ugh. Was that like they're taking dumps or something?
And they're eating it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
The on video. Do you not remember this?
No.
Oh.
I never saw that. You told me about
oh
it.
Oh, my God. I was going to puke. Like, oh, disgusting.
Yeah. I don't know how shit can be sexy, man.
This is, okay. Well, strawberry shortcake. I'm sure you've done this.
Oh, my God.
That's when you're having sex with someone who's on their period.
Right.
And then you pull out. And then you go come. All over. Yeah. So it's like a strawberry shortcake.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. What a great sight. Wow.
Our show just went shit, literally. Oh, my God. I got more. Okay. This is disgusting. You want to know what their angry dragon is?
Yeah.
Immediately after you come in the girl's mouth, if you smack the back of her head, it comes out her nose. So when she gets up, she looks like an angry dragon.
Oh, my God, man. The shit that guys want to do to girls. I don't understand that. What's wrong with plain vanilla sex? You know? I mean, it's the best thing that God gave us.
Is right?
Sex, and it's free for the most part. You know?
Oh.
I mean, why do you have to look for all these, like, crazy things that have nothing to do with sex? You know? It has to do with control, with power, with, I don't know, being fucked up from childhood.
Okay. I totally remember this. I mean, it was a joke. No one's ever done it. But it's called the anal boot. And you know when you play, like, card games? And, like, I don't know if you've ever played, like, we've done some gross... Not like this, but we've done some gross stuff. So you're playing a card game like Kings or Athol or something.
Uh-huh.
And you have, like, the dirty beer cup. So it's the leftover, like... You know, like the...
Everybody's beers?
Everyone's leftovers.
Yeah.
And it could be a mix of, like, whatever. It could be wine coolers and beer. It could be anything. It's just disgusting, gnarly nastiness. Mm. And the loser has to pound the whole pitcher.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We used to play that. We were just disgusting.
Wow.
We would just put all kinds of just gross things in it. And it could be, like, a mix of liquor and beer to wine cooler. Ugh, it's gross. So, the anal boot is you take a pitcher of beer. Everyone spits in it. Someone stirs it with his schlong. The mixture is then poured into the crack, the butt crack of a guy who is the loser.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. It's poured into a butt crack of a guy, and then the loser has to drink it as
right.
it pours through.
And this is supposed to be done by straight guys?
Oh, apparently.
I mean, give me a break. You know?
I'm sure that... Okay, you know
why would a straight guy be preoccupied with a guy's
right,
ass?
Right, but I will tell you, fraternities do this kind of shit.
Yeah, I know.
They
they're crazy.
So, I mean, like, if you want to be in a fraternity that much, you'll do it.
Yeah, you'll do anything, huh?
Oh, my God. Anal sex is called the chocolate cha-cha.
Oh, God.
Cha-cha-cha. Chocolate cha-cha-cha.
Okay, well, we got to drop this. We're getting gross by the minute.
I know.
Do you know who's the world's most eligible bachelor these days? Prince Harry.
Really?
Prince Harry, yeah.
Just the Manscaped.
Yeah. Check out what this magazine says. I mean, this is mean. It says he's cooler and more appealing than his older brother.
You know, is he the cuter one?
Yeah, the redheaded one, yeah.
Oh,
the
I don't
younger
remember
one.
What he looks like.
You don't? Prince Harry?
I forget.
Wow.
I don't know.
Bring
why
up
do
a
I
picture.
Care? I am. I'm going to do it right now.
It's not about caring. It's about you can't get away from
him. Oh, yeah, he's really cute.
Yeah.
He's really cute.
Yeah, girls like him.
Oh, he's only 28. Poor guy. Does
why
he even have a girlfriend?
Guy? I don't know. Maybe he has a lot of them.
Mm.
I would if I were him. And the best company to work for?
What?
What do you think? It's pretty obvious, I think. It's been known. Google.
Oh.
Yeah. They they have like gyms and restaurants and shit like that. Childcare. They give their employees anything just to keep them at work, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess working for Google would be pretty cool. You know, it's a huge company, but what the hell, you know? And Google is the internet, and regardless of what you say, I don't think it's gonna go away anytime soon.
How do you feel about, sorry, totally off the subject, but yeah. It was all over the news yesterday, that guy Monty Teos, deceased girlfriend being a hoax?
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Oh, my God. It's like all over the place. It actually might ruin his
chances. I did see something. What is he, like a football player or something?
He's from Notre Dame, and so he's like, you're supposed to go, he's being drafted by the NFL, and he's got all these deals out and whatever, and so basically, I don't know what happened or why he lied, but I know his grandmother had died, but he had said that his girlfriend, Lenny Kikua, obviously it's a Hawaiian name, I think he's Hawaiian as well, went to Stanford, and his girlfriend wound up dying of cancer or something like that, so it was a tragic time in his life because he lost his grandmother and his girlfriend at the same time. Well, they investigated it and found out he lied.
Really?
It's a complete hoax.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're kind of like, well, if he lied about this, what else is he lying about? And it's actually hurting his chances playing football.
Yeah.
So how crazy is that?
Yeah.
So he was supposed to be in training for the NFL draft, and he might lose his chances now.
Wow.
All because why would you lie about a girlfriend? Why would you? I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, this is the end of this show, and we're going to be gone for about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. We ended the show on a dirty note. Yes!
Yeah, so to keep you guys thinking about something.
Strawberry shortcake this.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, disgusting.
Gross.
But anyway, so we're going to be gone for 2 weeks. Bridget, I hope you have a lot of fun while we're gone.
I'm
sure you will. You always have
absolutely.
Fun. And we'll be on Facebook and Twitter, so we're not going away. We're just going to be away, whatever that means.
Away.
And we'll be back on February 6th, so make sure you're with us. In the meantime, you guys can listen to past shows. We'll pick out some good ones. And hopefully you won't go through withdrawals because, people are used to us being here. But that's a flattering thing, and we're very grateful. Thanks, Sandy, for calling in. Thank you, Nancy Dreyfus, today. I want to keep saying Dreyfus. I don't know why, because I think that's...
Because
some people are pronounced Dreyfus, so...
Yeah.
But it's spelled the same. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, folks. Have a great couple weeks, and we'll see you back in February.
Bye!
You've been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.